USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming the new chief of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
We're here to welcome our outstanding new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. Mark, I want to congratulate you. You're my friend, you're my advisor, and you deserve this position. I never had a doubt. Congratulations.
Milley is replacing Marine General Joe Dunford, who's retiring. Vice President Mike Pence is also attending the formal ceremony near the Pentagon. The Senate would have to take up the impeachment of President Donald Trump if the House effectively votes to charge the president. That's at least according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
Yeah, it's a Senate rule related to impeachment that would take 67 votes to change. So I would have no choice but to take it up. How long you're on it is a whole different matter.
McConnell speaking there on CNBC, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The recently fired White House National Security Advisor makes his first public speaking appearance since leaving office. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story from Washington.
John Bolton gave one of his trademark pessimistic outlooks on the prospects for getting North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons.
He may try to get relief from international sanctions. He may make some concessions. But under current circumstances, he will never give up the nuclear weapons. Voluntarily.
Bolton, who was fired this month by Trump amid policy disagreements over North Korea and other issues, made no mention of the president in his speech to that forum on Korean security. He also avoided any discussion of President Trump during a brief question and answer session that followed.
New York Republican Congressman Chris Collins has resigned his seat effective today. Collins is expected to plead guilty to insider trading in a court appearance on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
As the impeachment inquiry of President Trump continues, Vice President Mike Pence is said to be as calm and poised as he can be. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Tom Lombiasco. He's author of a new book titled Piety and Power, Mike Pence and the Taking of the White House. And he says he believes that Mike Pence is more focused on 2024 than everything that's going on right now with President Trump.
Yeah, Pence is, based on my reporting, where Pence is where he's been through the entire Trump White House, which is kind of in a survival mode. And remember that they're looking forward to 2024. There's nothing official, but by most accounts, most people expect Pence to run for the White House in his own right in 2024. Now, the Ukraine thing is clearly probably more dangerous to him than Russia. He was able to avoid any bullets in the Russia investigation. But here we have, and Trump pointed out himself that Pence was involved in conversations with Zelensky. So there's clearly some concern there. But remember, Mike Pence is supremely cautious, and he's very good at this. He didn't get there by being sloppy.
And finally, week four of the NFL season wraps up on Monday Night Football with the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Kickoff is set for 8:15, and you can find that game on ESPN. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we're here at Hot and Hunterdon to see what kind of technology glitches we can have today while we're broadcasting. So I just posted a picture to our Hot and Hunterdon page because as I was coming up the walkway to enter the studio here at the Hunterdon County Chamber, which is on Main Street in Flemington, and they've been doing a lot of construction along Main Street. The Main Street project for the sidewalks is being done. So I was walking up to the back, from the back of the building, and I had three little deer waiting for my arrival. I thought they were going to come into the studio and I was going to be able to interview them, but they didn't seem to want to. I guess they weren't camera shy, but they were microphone shy, so they're not here with us in the studio. So you have me today. We're going to cover some fall-like things. We hopefully will have a call-in guest to talk about an October event because October leads us right into Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and tomorrow is October 1st. And, you know, as we begin October, time sure seems to move swiftly as we wrap up the end of our last quarter of the calendar year. So we're going to do a commercial, I'll do the weather, and then I'll be back with you here in the studio. This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics. All right, we're in better shape now. I actually have headsets that are working. My microphone is not falling down. If you all could just see what goes on in here some days. Mostly the days when there are a lot of people in here, of course, but I'm here by myself today so far, and we're excited about the weather, although I'm sad to say I have a long sleeve shirt on, and I know that tomorrow being October 1st, we're really moving into the type of weather that does require long sleeve shirts and aren't necessarily beach days, but I have great news for everyone. So we're going to look at the weather because there's a beach day in there. And you all know how excited I get about beach days. And the beach day for this week is actually on Wednesday. So this is what we have. We have today, it's about 70 degrees in the Flemington or Somerville area, which is where our weather comes from. And tonight we're looking at a low of the 60s. So not much of a change from right now where it's 66 degrees to our 3 a.m. temperature of 61 degrees. So it's not going to feel too bad when you wake up. And we're going to get a high tomorrow around 78. And we'll see the sun, but not until 3 p.m. or so. So it is a good day for some activities like running or walking that's going on. On Tuesday night, we have a 67 degree low. Wednesday is the beach day. It is going to be mostly sunny and a high of 89. We may even hit 90 in some areas. Thursday, we have some rain coming in. And then on Friday, we have mostly sunny skies with a high of 63. So you could see the weather's all over the map. Today, our high was 70. Tomorrow, the high will be 82. Then we may get up to 90, but they're predicting 89 right now. Thursday, mid-60s. And then we start dropping again, 63 on Friday and 64 on Saturday. And the only day we're looking at rain is on Thursday. So not too bad, right? I think we're going to be okay. At least last year, you may all recall the highest snow totals I think we had for the entire season fell in November of last year. So if we get that out of the way again this year, I would be fine with that. That snow didn't stay, so we're all about that. All right, we have another commercial to do, and then I'll be back with you.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, so today we're going to cover some different fall events that are going on in and around Hunterdon, both in October and November. I'm also going to help promote some breast cancer awareness events that are going on, as we'll start to see things in pink all around us, and hopefully it'll be a good reminder if you haven't done a cancer screening, any type of cancer screening. You know, it's always a good time to get your screenings and preventative care out of the way. So we're also going to talk about a recent article that had two towns in Hunterdon County on the New Jersey list of best places to visit for the fall. So we're going to cover all of that and play a little music. So stay with us.
Another life. These dreams can sleep when it's cold.
right, so Hart was in New Jersey this past weekend. So we have a little Hart tribute going on here. So moving into October, we have to start thinking about some of the great things to do in and around Hunterdon County. We always try to approach things like we're a tourist. If we were visiting here, what would we take advantage of? What would be the thing that we couldn't possibly leave without seeing? So, of course, there are two towns. Lambertville was rated number one on places to visit in New Jersey for the fall, and Clinton was also included on the list. And there are many other places in between those two towns that do generate a lot of tourism, like Frenchtown. It's a great place to visit and walk around. Plenty of restaurants and small shops and, you know, beautiful location. There's parks and so many great things. But there are also fall activities and festivals, places you can pick apples, places you can purchase apples, pumpkins, hay rides, bales of hay, things that really make us appreciate the fall and maybe enjoy it a little bit more. The summer is my favorite season. I can never have enough summer. So when I have to say goodbye to it and leave it, even though I know it's coming back next year, it can be a little traumatic for me. So I try to find things that cheer me up a little bit. So there's still plenty of fall events that we can really embrace. And if you haven't visited any of those great water towns, it's really fun to do. Even Trenton, there are some great sights to see in Trenton. Maybe you want to come up with a list of water towns to visit, or towns by water or on the river, or the most scenic places to visit in New Jersey. There's plenty of lists out, and that's always a good way to get things done. But we do have to pay the bills around here, but I'll be back.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
So I've never seen pens disappear like they do from this studio. Every week I put a pen in the drawer, and every week it's gone. So it's a good thing that I have some on me today, and there's not a shortage, because I'll forget to sign in and do what I'm supposed to here. So what we wanted to talk about a little bit are some of the great fall events and festivals. And what I've noticed lately is there seems to be a lot of not just craft beer and brewery connected to fall festivals, but wine, different wine and sip things going on. So I guess everyone after the summer wants to continue drinking. I'm not really sure. But we do have a lot of apple and pumpkin days ahead of us and the opportunity to have some fun outside. So not just limited to Hunterdon County either. There's some really fun things that you could do in New Jersey this time of year. So in October, it's the New Jersey Film Festival at Rutgers University. And you know, we spend a lot of time on this show talking about the importance of filming. And we happen to know that the West Side Story filming just wrapped up last week in Patterson. And the star of the show, graduate of Immaculate Conception High School in Lodi, just tweeted out that she had such a good time filming in New Jersey. We know that it's great to have the tax incentives and to be able to pull the film industry into New Jersey for different movies and venues. And a way to even embrace that more is to attend the New Jersey Film Festival. There's all different film festivals, but there's certainly one happening on October 13th in New Brunswick. We also have coming up something in Clinton everyone, I think, is familiar with, when the Red Mill is transformed into the Haunted House. And they're looking for volunteers right now. So if you've never been, or Halloween and being scared, scary things is your thing, then for sure you can volunteer and help. The whole event is one of their major fundraisers. So if you like to scare people and be scary, that's the thing to do for sure. We also have things going on in Atlantic City. There's a craft beer festival going on in Atlantic City. If you haven't been there in a long time, that may be something to do. That is going on during the month. And also, we have some local things to do, just walking around for the day. We have in Long Valley, the Ort Farms, they had a big festival. It was Oktoberfest in Morris County last week. So there's all these things to do all throughout the fall. And we want to make sure that people have an opportunity to embrace it. We also have different festivals that go on all through the months of October and November, and that includes the Great Pumpkin Festival in Vernon, New Jersey. So that sounds fun, right? And in October, let's see if we have anything more exciting. We're still in September. September has about 15 things every day on the weekend here, so I better speed this along or you'll all be listening to my banter as we finally can make it to November or October, right? All right. So we also want to mention something in November, and we're hoping, we've been trying to schedule them on the show, and we've been having some conflicts. We have a date we're missing in October for Columbus Day, and there's other dates. It makes it a little challenging. But the festival that we had on our show, which I actually have this on the Hot and Hunterdon page, so I posted this today. I thought it would be a good day to talk about this, and it's perfect timing before we go to the news. We still have a couple minutes. So last year, we had a guest on the show to be able to talk to us about a new event that was coming to Clinton. And that event is the Winter Village, which is on the grounds of the Red Mill Museum. And it's a Christmas market, and it's all through Thanksgiving weekend. So it's winter-village.com. And they just put the signs up today, it looks like, or perhaps over the weekend. So the Winter Village banner, you can see that now, to try to move some people. Many, many people will be going to the Haunted Mill in Clinton, and that is the exact location of the Winter Village. So you can take a look at that. And while we're on the topic of Clinton, you know, let's talk about the, what is it, the Red Mill Scare Fest, the Haunted Red Mill. And they have some things going on there. So it says, if you eat in town, spend $50 or more, you get a free upgrade to a speed pass on the day you plan to attend the Haunted Red Mill. So that looks pretty spooky there. They have their own website, which is the Red Mill. And the Haunted Mill events and activities are here. So that one is beginning on Friday, October 11th. And that will run Friday and Saturday, October 11th and 12th. Friday, October 18th, the 19th, and the 25th and 26th. So each night, office opens at 5 p.m., starts after dark between 7 and 7:30, and the attraction closes when all the attendees online as of 10 p.m. have gone through. So you can get express passes and go through this Happy Haunts. Is also going on, which is a little less startle-free version of the Haunted Red Mill, so it's toned down for kids and who find the evening of Haunted Red Mill a little too intense. So that is for $10, and that's happening on October 12th, 19th, and the 26th. Each weekend, Sunday, is the rain date. And they also have a trunk or treat that's happening on October 13th. So it's an unmatched experience of trick-or-treating in the middle of the world-famous Haunted Red Mill attraction. Decorated cars with candy are free to enter and will be eligible to win prizes. So that looks pretty fun. And the participation cost of that is just $10 a family. And that supports the educational programs of the Red Mill Museum. They also have lights on behind the scenes October 17th and October 24th. And that's a guided tour backstage at the Haunted Red Mill. So you can see how the various scares, frights, and illusions are created. So that seems fun, too. I think that sounds like a lot of fun. But they do need volunteers, builders, and actors for the 2019 annual Halloween Spooktacular. Got that all out on my own there. In one breath, a Spooktacular, which has been attracting thrill seekers in growing numbers to the Red Museum Village for the past 29 years. And it covers over 10 acres of haunted terrain. Bone-chilling fundraiser benefits the Red Museum Village. So that really does sound like fun, to see if I can get some people to attend the hair-raising things. But the volunteer sign-up is available. And I'm going to share and copy this onto our social media in just a moment while I put on the news, and then we'll be right back to talk about some other fall events in and around Hunterdon County and New Jersey.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming the new chief of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
We're here to welcome our outstanding new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. Mark, I want to congratulate you. You're my friend, you're my advisor, and you deserve this position. I never had a doubt. Congratulations.
Milley is replacing Marine General Joe Dunford, who's retiring. Vice President Mike Pence is also attending the formal ceremony near the Pentagon. The Senate would have to take up the impeachment of President Donald Trump if the House effectively votes to charge the president. That's at least according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
Yeah, it's a Senate rule related to impeachment that would take 67 votes to change. So I would have no choice but to take it up. How long you're on it is a whole different matter.
McConnell speaking there on CNBC, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The recently fired White House National Security Advisor makes his first public speaking appearance since leaving office. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story from Washington.
John Bolton gave one of his trademark pessimistic outlooks on the prospects for getting North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons.
He may try to get relief from international sanctions. He may make some concessions. But under current circumstances, he will never give up the nuclear weapons voluntarily.
Bolton, who was fired this month by Trump amid policy disagreements over North Korea and other issues, made no mention of the president in his speech to that forum on Korean security. He also avoided any discussion of President Trump during a brief question and answer session that followed.
New York Republican Congressman Chris Collins has resigned his seat effective today. Collins is expected to plead guilty to insider trading in a court appearance on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
As the impeachment inquiry of President Trump continues, Vice President Mike Pence is said to be as calm and poised as he can be. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Tom Lombiasco. He's author of a new book titled Piety and Power, Mike Pence and the Taking of the White House. And he says he believes that Mike Pence is more focused on 2024 than everything that's going on right now with President Trump.
Yeah, Pence is, based on my reporting, where Pence is where he's been through the entire Trump White House, which is kind of in a survival mode. And remember that they're looking forward to 2024. There's nothing official, but by most accounts, most people expect Pence to run for the White House in his own right in 2024. Now, the Ukraine thing is clearly probably more dangerous to him than Russia. He was able to avoid any bullets in the Russia investigation. But here we have, and Trump pointed out himself that Pence was involved in conversations with Zelensky. So there's clearly some concern there. But remember, Mike Pence is supremely cautious, and he's very good at this. He didn't get there by being sloppy.
And finally, week four of the NFL season wraps up on Monday Night Football with the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Kickoff is set for 8:15, and you can find that game on ESPN. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we're covering today all different fall events, as well as the fact that tomorrow's October and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So going to find an event in Morris County to promote as soon as I find the date on that. But I wanted to also mention before we do a song that there are fall fests happening in Hunterdon. There is one on October 5th, and that is in Frenchtown at Horseshoe Bend Park. And that's happening from 8 to 5. And there'll be fall fest activities, foods, drink, live music, and kids activities, I guess. And there are many different farms that have events that go on. There's also Pumpkin Fest in Clinton, and that's happening Friday, October 18th from 5 to 9. So I went a few years ago and thought that it was very interesting. They have, at the time, they had pumpkins that you could vote on, and they were decorated. I was expecting to see them all out on different boats in the South Branch of the river, the Raritan River there, but they're all throughout town, and I believe you could vote on them. And those are some fun things to do that are local to Hunterdon County. The Pumpkin Fest in Clinton is in downtown Clinton, though it will be from 5 to 9 p.m. on October 18th. There's horse-drawn hay rides. There's face painting. There's balloon artists. It's free. And enter painted, illuminated, or carved pumpkins into the annual contest. So that's going on. And you could see that under Hunterdon County Events. I'm going to share this right away to our page. Just going to copy it. So that's called Pumpkin Fest in Clinton. And we're going to do a little music, and then we'll be right back to wrap up the rest of our show. Our October event, and I just posted it on our page here. So it's the Long Valley Junior Women's Club, who every year does a different event for PINC, for breast cancer awareness, and other events. This is the sixth annual Drink for PINC. I did warn you earlier in the show that there is a lot of alcohol involved in these fall festivities. I don't know why. I don't know if everyone had a rough summer, if everyone was drinking over the summer and they just carried it through. But everything I seem to look at is either a microbrewery or a beer fest or a paint it, sip it and paint it party. And this is an annual drink for pink. It's on October 17th through the 18th. It's at the Valley Restaurant and Pub, Long Valley, New Jersey. And it's a public event by the Long Valley Junior Women's Club. And that's located on East Mill Road in Long Valley, New Jersey. You can see it on our Facebook page for Hot and Hunterdon. So wear your pink and share a drink. The Long Valley Junior Women's Club is hosting its sixth annual Drink for Pink. Your donation will help raise funds for Susan G. Komen of North Jersey. 100% of the proceeds go directly to support the cause. So stop by with friends or your family, enjoy great food and drink, fun giveaways, chances for raffles, and you could buy raffle tickets. Your $20 ticket can be purchased at the door or in advance. So you could see that on our page, and you can certainly consider that perhaps as your October event, and we'll be moving into the pink phase of the fall. I love to see, it's such a break, a nice break from the NFL, to see the different pink uniforms, who comes out with what for the October events for breast cancer awareness. So I always look forward to seeing that. And then most of the breast cancer awareness goes throughout the month of October. But I hope you pick our Long Valley event and this month are able to check it out and donate, you know, for the cause. It is nice when 100% of the donations go directly to the charity. So their charity is the Susan G. Komen North Jersey Foundation. I know I did a 5K in Brook Park, Branch Brook Park in, I think it was Newark maybe, but it was right off the parkway. It was easy to get to, but I think it was on Mother's Day weekend or something, and then it got moved, and then I never went back. But October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so if you can change your Facebook page for pink for the month or wear pink all month long, I mean, that's so much fun if you can do that. One of the malls in New Jersey, the Short Hills Mall, they used to have these amazing portraits all throughout the mall of the cancer survivors, not just breast cancer, but different cancer survivors who were willing to have their picture taken and share their stories. So I like to think of breast cancer awareness in relation also to all of the other types of cancer. And so if you need preventative screening, just pick October because you'll be reminded of it no matter what your screening is. So we start to see a lot of painting the town pink and those kind of things. It's important, and it's important to have some preventative care. So sometimes hard to remember when you went for different things. So I try to always pick October for things because it's much easier to remember when you start seeing pink all around. You know that you need to get your own screenings done. So we're going to do our commercial breaks, and then we'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color. This is topical for you guys. This is really topical. And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
So you can look at that. I didn't forget to turn the mic off once during this entire hour, so that's exciting, right? I mean, as far as I know, we're broadcasting. Everything is good here. So there's some other things that you can take your fall day and connect it to something else in Hunterdon County. So I live right near the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, and I noticed when I was running the other day that one of my favorite Neil Simon plays is actually playing right now at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse through October 8th. So it's Barefoot in the Park, and I absolutely positively love that Neil Simon play. Thought it was hysterical. So you could see that on stage, and that looks like a really, really fun time. And it looks like there's still tickets available. So that is another thing you could do in Hunterdon County. We forget there's the Bucks County Playhouse, but we also have some throughout Hunterdon County. So to take advantage of these things, it's yesterday was just gorgeous to be outside and to be drinking tea and walking around and seeing all the fall things. It really lifted my spirits a bit to think, even though we're leaving summer in our rearview mirror, maybe what's ahead is even better than this past summer, which was amazing. And we still have some time left, even though we have outdoor time left. And even though I'm wearing a long shirt today, I am quite hopeful that on Wednesday, it'll be a 90-degree day, and perhaps I'll be at the beach enjoying that. We would love to have that happen. Just the more beach time we can get, the happier that I can be. I also wanted to mention that on the Hot and Hunterdon page, I did also post some information about a federal lawsuit that is happening in Hunterdon County. We've been posting and following information regarding the historic courthouse and the Union Hotel and the different things that have come up in the community. It's important to try to know what's going on, and we know we don't always get all the information that we can from the paper and news information, but we certainly want to make everyone aware that there is a lawsuit going on, and it is on our Facebook page, and it is from the Tap Into Flemington Raritan page, so you could take a look at that. That's under their government pages, and Curtis Leeds was the author of the article, and he wrote and posted that on September 30th, so you'll be able to find that. It starts saying that the group that's become known as the Flemington Four has filed a lawsuit against the borough, its construction official, police chief, former mayor, and some former council members. So that is on our Hot and Hunterdon page, and I hope that you read that and try to find out a little bit more about that if you live locally or in the area. We certainly want to make sure that we're always aware of what's happening. So we have those things going on and a lot of different activities to enjoy the fall. I picked up some. I was out of county, but I did pick up a lot of baking apples and some cider yesterday. So I had too much work to do yesterday to foray into some baking, but I will try to be doing that in the next couple of days. And I was at Mackey's Orchard, I think it is. No, another one. It's on 517 or 513. I'm as good with technology as I am with directions. So I was out of county, though, so I feel like full disclosure. And I picked up some things, and it cheered me up a little bit, too, to think about making an apple cake or apple crisp or an apple pie. I already have an apple pie in the freezer for Thanksgiving because it is fun to do that sometimes when it's super hot in summer to try to remind us that we do have some other things, other seasons, and other seasons can be maybe not as much fun as summer for me, but they can also bring us some joy. And that's all it's about, right? It's an attitude of gratitude, as they say, to try to get us through some of the tougher times. And you all know how depressed I get when it becomes winter and it's cold and it's icy, and it does make me a little bit insane. So just remember, as we're looking back as well, I posted a little notice from the Clinton Bookshop because today was 1 year since they closed their doors. So they have been a staple in the community for 15 years as the local bookseller. And so we wish them the best, which also means that they should be having an anniversary, I believe. They got married right around the time of the closing, so it was a ending and a beginning all at once. And we wish them the best and hope that they're doing well in their new adventures. And those are the things that always make Hunterdon County great. The relationships that don't end with a business or a location, that they transport our hearts and our ability to share our lives with other people. It's really important to the fabric of our community. And then you can get scared at the Haunted Mill and Pumpkin Fest on October 18th. And I'm sure we could find some activities in Flemington. Nothing popped up quite so promptly, but we'll keep looking for that. I hope everyone has a beautiful, beautiful Monday. And I am going to just wrap up our show here today. It is our last show of September. Today is September 30th. And I believe that my first show for Hot and Hunterdon, when we launched this radio show for this particular hour, was the first Monday in October. I'm not sure how many years it's been, probably more than I think. And still, time has a way to pass by so quickly. So you all have a great last day of September. Wrap up the fall festival activities wherever you can. Grab some apples and cider. And I will be back next week.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee has slapped a congressional subpoena on Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney, as part of the House Democrats' rapidly accelerating impeachment inquiry. The subpoena, which was issued in consultation with the House Foreign Affairs and Oversight panels, seeks documents related to the president's efforts to pressure the Ukrainian president to investigate 2020 contender and former Vice President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, President Trump says his administration is trying to get more information about the supposed whistleblower at the heart of the Ukraine controversy.
Well, we're trying to find out about a whistleblower. When you have a whistleblower that reports things that were incorrect,
the president speaking with reporters at the White House on Monday, and your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 97 points to close at 26,917. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.